The following is a Fourth Hand production.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that doesn't have a topic tonight.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another installment of
Hysteria 51.
Up all night.
Thank God. It's time to be lazy, John. It's time to be lazy.
I've waited 40 episodes for it.
You know what's special about this evening's topic? Two reasons. Number one, Joe Peck can
early. I didn't say I was wondering.
No, I'm telling.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how I don't listen for your approval? I don't require it or anything. It's just, you know, here we go. I talk at you. I don't talk to you.
That's very true. Go ahead.
So Joe Peck's here with us, and we're actually going to let him talk in the intro.
Hi.
Once again, dynamic drop in.
Here I am. I am here.
That Joe Buck School of Broadcasting is really paying off there.
If he's going to contribute like this, Brent, he is not welcome back in this show.
Well, guess who is welcome back? From all the way back in our Resurrection Mary episode, even though she's been behind the scenes, producer Lisa, the other hand's here with us this evening. What's going on, Lisa?
I totally blanked out. Okay. Oh, wait. I mean, I probably just wasn't listening. Like, I'm not usually listening to you guys.
And yet still mustered something more profound than me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really take much.
That's how she spends most of her time in our marriage. What? I blacked out. I don't even what's going on. Where am I? So what are we doing tonight, John? What's different about this?
Well, different tonight, as you could tell by the wonderful production that you heard right before I started, we are calling tonight Up All Night. Tonight, we aren't going with a specific topic.
We're not going with a specific topic tonight. We are just going to be kind of off the cuff. We're talking about different things, and we're trying out a different format. We're calling it Up All Night for two reasons. A, we were 12-year-old perverts watching USA Up All Night on Fridays with Rhonda Shear.
And two,
being disappointed when Saturday rolled around and Gilbert Gottfried was on there.
Hey!
And two, you know, we're just looking for an excuse to have a little fun episode every once in a while, let people get to know us. And if you like this, we're going to be doing these hopefully monthly. If not, I'm going to say that now, at least once a year.
On a scale of Rhonda Shearer to Gilbert Gottfried, how sexy is this episode going to be?
Silk stockings. Silk stockings on USA Sexy. And we're going to put these up on Patreon every once in a while for our Patreon members, and we'll still pump some out in the regular show, but this is going to be something that we do every once in a while.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, give up on our regular feed, and every other episode is one of these, but we want to give you a taste of it, see if you like it. Let us know in Hysteria Nation. Not yet. Go ahead and listen to the episode, but when we're done, let us know what you think.
Nah, you know what? Just guess. Don't listen.
Wait,
tell
you mean
us
like,
right now.
You mean like everybody that comments when we post a new, we'll post a new episode, people start commenting, yeah, there's no way that H.H. Holmes was Jack the Ripper. You guys are idiots.
Well, did you listen? I sure did. What was your favorite part of the show?
Static.
The end. That's never on Hysteria Nation. It's always on Hysteria 51, our page, by people that aren't actually.
Yeah, right. The Hysteria 51 podcast on Facebook.
That's true.
Oh, you mean like Joe Peck, who's on the show all the time and never actually listens to the episodes?
I know, we reference
where
stuff.
That's a conspiracy theory in itself. Nonsense. I listen to tons. I always listen to my voice just over and over and over again. What do you think I go to sleep with at night?
The dulcet sounds of Joe Peck on Hysteria 51.
They put me to sleep too,
that's
Joe.
Exactly right.
Do you just edit it down to where it's just you talking?
Yeah.
Obviously.
We put my wife to sleep. We're laying in bed last night. Middle of the night, like, number one, she shouldn't be talking to me because, you know, she should assume I'm asleep. She goes, hey, I'm like, yeah, do we have any liverwurst in the refrigerator? And I'm a fat guy, so of course I have liverwurst in the refrigerator. And I'm like,
it only makes sense.
I'm like, yeah, man, I'd like to eat some liverwurst right now. I'm like, what? She's like, will you go get me liverwurst? I'm like, no, I'm not going to get you liverwurst. I probably should have. And then she sat there and pounded for like 20 minutes till she fell asleep from anger.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. It's just because I'm not pregnant, you won't get me stuff.
Well, like I want ice cream and pickles. Just
pork
because
chop sandwiches.
Somebody on this block is pregnant.
Someone on this block is always pregnant.
Right. So I could have got ice cream or liverwurst.
It's in the water. That's why we buy bottled. So what's going on in the world? What are some paranormal, weird/topics that we're not going to have on the show, per se, that you've been seeing? Anything at all? What's been in the news that caught your eye, Joe?
Well, one of the things that's been on my mind a lot recently, and I actually don't know if it's just been on my mind because I think about it or other forces altogether
are at work,
is Donald Trump's recent trip to Saudi Arabia with the picture that I'm sure everyone's seen of him and random other Middle East powers that be gathered around with their hands laid upon an orb.
A glowing orb.
A glowing orb. I can't stop thinking about the orb and its mystical power, and it draws me. I actually bought a ticket to Saudi Arabia just recently. It's I don't know where it is, but I'm going.
Did you ever see the movie My Science Project?
Yeah.
It looks like the engine yes. thing with like the little orb. Like they're Dennis Hopper is about to bust in there and they're gonna break some shit up.
Wait, is this like that alien place we went to that time? And they were talking about that orb that was like raping people and weird shit.
Oh my god. Lisa and I went to the
I don't
want to
know about the bars you guys hang out at.
No, Lisa and I.
It was a Panera.
This is a
raped? How can one get raped by an orb?
Oh my god. So years before
I'll pick two.
Let's preface with supportive wife.
Years before we ever started this show, I've been into this shit forever. So I was like, Lisa, they have a UFO group here in Chicago. They meet once a month at a Panera Bread in the back. Let's go. And we go. And it just so happened it was just a random, you know, monthly meeting. And it was a woman saying a lot of people confuse that, oh, my uncle raped me or my father molested me. And those are just implanted thoughts. And you're actually just being sexually assaulted by aliens. And so maybe you should hold those down and not report them until you find out if that's actually what's going on. And everyone in the sea of people, and there was like, I don't know, 30, 40 people there are like shaking their heads and taking notes. And we're
especially
like,
the really creepy looking dudes in the back were furiously writing notes.
But the orb thing, they said there was an orb, like a glowing orb.
That's
like,
how they show themselves.
Why is that guy with a members only jacket and a pencil mustache writing feverishly now?
We got up and left. We literally walked
front
down.
Front row the, walked.
So I would also like to point out that there was literally no topic, no outline for tonight, that we're going off the cuff and we are not 10 minutes into the episode and pedophilia has already been mentioned.
That's because it circles around this shit like crazy. I don't know if this is an outlet for it or people use it for that. Like, hey, man, did you see that Sasquatch? Bet I could write a pedophilia.
Well, no, it's a good point. Like, we do not set out when we're planning these episodes to figure out how to throw in a pedophilia reference.
John, by the way, I don't actually believe
that.
John, every week you bringing up pedophilia in a way as though that's not why you're drawn to this, it's not fooling anyone, man.
John, the reason I didn't write an outline is this is an intervention. Guys, come on in. Come on in. By guys.
No, I mean, not the boys. Not yet.
By guys, I mean the police, because we turned over your hard drive.
We have not said hello to perhaps the most important member of this team. Mm. The one, the only conspiracy bot.
Damn it. I was really enjoying this episode.
Why?
You were leaving me the fuck alone.
You guys, stop bothering conspiracy bot. He's hastily editing together all of the episodes so he can deliver me just my voice.
So I recently picked up an old copy of Mortal Kombat, and I had Conspiracy Bot hop on Prodigy.
The movie?
No, the video game. I had Conspiracy Bot hop on Prodigy to grab all the fatalities for me. Conspiracy Bot, can I get those, please?
Dude, you know how hard it is to find dot matrix paper anymore?
when you have a conspiracy bot.
You're wasting on ABACABB.
Now,
blood code.
Get a ditto machine.
Down, down,
going
up, high punch.
He keeps absolutely asking me to steal it from the office. I never understand that.
So back to his point, sadly enough.
What point was
Is Joe talking?
It doesn't matter.
The Middle Eastern
orb of
power.
It's not a point,
power.
It's an orb.
The orb of power.
It's the opposite of a point.
When I saw that, I thought that was fake. I thought that was one of those artist drawings. Like, what is the point in this? Like, there is nothing not nefarious going
on. Was Qatar unwilling to touch the orb, and
correct,
that's why all of the other countries are shunning them?
Yes. Well, that's in itself isn't why. The reptilians that are in charge of the whole thing are the reason why.
Somehow when Trump took his hand off. There was a several hundred year old Knights Templar going, he chose poorly.
No, he said that to the people there. Yeah. You chose poorly.
That's right. I apologize. My fault. So what's been sticking out of you in the news, John? Anything?
Nothing in the last week or two, but to keep the Trump train going, boy, just allow that to
Trump
sink
dump.
In for a moment.
Trump dump!
So let's assume for a moment that there is a bunch of information that the government has about UFOs, about first contact.
Pretend that way. Okay, suspension of disbelief. I'm with you. Okay. Gotcha.
Are you talking specific, like, I'm not trying to cause a scene here, but are you talking specifically about first contact, about like a 1950s, you know, Area 51 style situation, or Roswell rather, or do you just mean...
I mean the
some
Patrick
kind
Stewart
of
vehicle.
Alien kind of, well, I'm, oh my. What a film.
What that is my favorite Next Generation film.
It by far.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, that's my favorite Star Trek film.
Is it really?
I mean, I'll go out on the limb and assume that there are gonna be some pissed off people who you know.
Why would God need a starship?
That is a fair question. Why would Patrick Stewart need a starship?
Undiscovered country. Sorry, keep going.
So my question is, with Trump, you know, Trump is of the people and wants to get drain the swamp and wants to get all the bureaucracy out of the way. When is disclosure coming?
You mean the movie with Michael Douglas and Demi Moore?
Yes, that's exactly awesome virtual reality.
If you watch, Facebook and all the groups that we've joined,
watch it.
Yeah, don't participate. Just watch
just
from afar.
Keep an eye on
from
it.
Afar.
Are you talking about the movie that featuring? What's the guy's name?
How many movie nods can we give in like 3 minutes here?
So many people when they're talking about The Social Network, they go the Facebook movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What is his but name? Is Lex Luthor. What's his name?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's Lex Luthor.
I always forget that dude's name. He's so nondescript.
Who, yeah, he's like Zach Braff.
Michael
Rosenbaum.
No,
he's not Michael Cera.
No, that was the other
Zach
Lex
Braff.
Luthor on the real Superman series Smallville.
Ah, fine film.
And also in Pool Hall Junkies, just for another movie reference.
Hey, he also was in an amazing film, Ryan Reynolds' first film, Milking the Cow, which is just game over.
What was your point?
So my point was,
When
is Trump coming forward with disclosure?
Well, what I was saying about Facebook, if you get on there, every fucking group, every post is like, disclosure is imminent. And they've been saying that since I joined Facebook and... '08 or whenever that was. Like, if you ask anyone, the end is nigh, disclosure's here. And you can make an argument for or against that, but you know what I gotta say, if you had to pick a president that we've had that might just go, ah, fuck it, and go off script, I guess we got a pretty good chance.
That's true. Now even more imminently possible disclosure is, and this is a follow-up to our third episode, the JFK stuff. That is supposed to be released in October of this year.
We talked about that in our I think it was episode
three.
Yeah.
I just said that. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. I wanted to go through my head because I just always assume you're wrong. So that checked out. It checks out. You're right. And we'd said then that we'd probably do a follow up. Maybe we'll do one of these and throw it on.
Well, I'll just go on the record now and say I think JFK did it.
So you clearly listened to the episode.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Well, I mean, the episode is the one place to learn anything regarding the JFK conspiracy.
As well you should. Well, what amazes me is the amount of people that we've had feedback like, they had no idea that there was a commission that said, yeah, you know.
A government commission that came forward and said, yes, there was a conspiracy.
I was never taught that in school. I didn't know
that. Was
that.
Not in my 8th grade history book.
Oliver Stone didn't get to everyone,
back
apparently.
And to the left. Back into the, you know, what's been in the news that I am just fucking digging on. We haven't given a ton of love on this show to cryptids, and we're going to in the future. If you're not in the know, that means cryptozoology.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the animals that may not be out there.
Mothman, well, no, that may be out
that,
there
that are out there and just
and
hide
cryptozoology
it.
For those of you that don't know, are the zoos that the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the
exactly.
They're also the ones that always get shot at
from
by the bloodologists that drive by.
Or the Bobo.
Bloodologists.
Or Bobo.
So Mothman is, you know, as a lot of you
Richard
have probably
Gere.
Heard
from the film with Richard Gere.
Chapstick.
So if you guys do one more goddamn movie reference in this, I'm going to fucking blow an ass.
Not another movie?
Our plan is working.
So five guys were digging a grave in a cemetery in West Virginia. Can we do restaurant references?
Five guys?
Start over. Brent likes to talk about Five Guys.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
So West Virginia, 66, five guys digging a grave, claim they saw a man-like creature with wings that looked like a moth, and he flew away. Mm-hmm. And since then, he's been in the
red eyes, right?
Well, some people have said he had red eyes. Other accounts in the past have said he's had black eyes. Mm. Some said he had human-like eyes. I mean, lots of people have seen this. Why am I bringing it up now? Well, in the last few months, he's been seen at least five different times in Chicago and the surrounding area, which only makes me think he's looking for us. I mean, obviously, he's heard Joe Peck. He's learned that that's the only thing that can make him fall asleep at night, the dulcet tones thereof. And he's
all he's ever wanted.
All he's looking for is a introduction, I think.
It's like a lullaby.
Well, you know, that's just like... your opinion, man.
Oh, you know, the whole thing about the Mothman, I've never been a big believer in this particular cryptid because it's so scattered. Like, I sort of saw a winged type thing. Maybe it was large. And, you know, and then there's, of course, as we reference, the awesome Richard Gere flick. It's never like I can get behind the
robot.
As you were.
I can get behind Bigfoot. I can, you know, like there's multiple sides.
As long as you're on like a stepping stool and he's willing.
Good luck.
I gotta think that Bigfoot's a power bottom.
Dude, Bigfoot is absolutely not a power bottom. He is a bear.
See,
haven't you seen Harry and the Hendersons? Talk to John Lithgow. He knows.
You see, listeners, you see what happens. I try and I try and I give and I give.
To Bigfoot. From behind.
Thank you. And this is what happens.
I'm with you, John. Like, the Mothman's tough because it is. It's so all over the place. It's like, are people, what's going on? Are people passing out when they look into his eyes? Are bridges collapsing? Are they receiving some kind of messages like in their head? Like, there's just so much going on.
But guess what everyone and their fucking dog has anymore? Drones. And have you seen where
Dog has a drone?
People,
that is not wise.
He has two drones and they follow him around and they, you know, you see it. What was it in the Back to the Future Part 2 is my movie reference, where like the little drone is walking the dog. Like, we're almost there. We're almost there.
So no, close.
No more movie references unless Brent comes up with a good one.
Well, you guys kept doing it, so I figured demand. I have to be on part
fair
of the
demand.
Show.
No, yeah, but you have to like hold up the
not if you guys don't.
The agreed upon social contract that we've entered into, which is good.
Much like The Social Network.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
They have like these superhero costumes and shit I've seen that people have put on drones. Mm-hmm. And like, it looks like Superman's flying around and shit like that. Why couldn't you do that with a Mothman flying around Chicago? Yeah. And people are like, I saw him. And it's just like people that see the drones at night and go, it's an alien. It's hovering. Well, I mean, and it's silent.
After the death of Superman, one of the four Supermen was a drone. I mean, let's all be honest here.
I don't know. He's in Chicago. If he's really out there, I'm hoping he makes a guest appearance on the show.
We'll I think it's just a coyote.
That's just a coyote with mange.
It's always. By the way, why do the mistaken animals for cryptids always have a coyote mange?
With mange.
Why is mange so challenging for people?
That's a porcupine that reads at a third grade level.
Got mange.
Lisa, what have you seen in the news lately?
We all know I don't actually read.
Not for lack of trying.
She only listens for lack to Stereo 51 for all her news.
You know, I also don't pay attention to the news, but I was reading the Huffington Post the other day.
Fake news.
HuffPo, never heard of it.
Yeah,
what is it?
Some magazine. And guess what? Like, Katie Couric has, like, got a podcast. It's fucking amazing.
I was equally as surprised. Did you notice when you were reading that article about up-and-coming podcasts? Did you read two below Katie Couric by any chance, my love? Of course you didn't. Hysteria 51 was on there.
No way!
As usual, Katie Couric standing on you guys' shoulders.
Yep. There it goes.
For years.
No, he made Huffington Post the 100. It was a mouthful. What was it, John? The 100 up and coming podcasts. Like
100 rising podcasts that are looking for guests.
Yeah. So, hey.
Wait, are you guys serious? You're looking.
Well, since
guests?
This is the last time you're ever going to be on here.
Yes, we need guests. This is
very... Yeah. So Katie Couric said that she read further down. And she might come on the show.
What was it? It was Katie Couric, the moth.
Speaking of moths, man.
Yeah. We're in good company.
My final episode has never felt so
Jesse
innocent.
Eisenberg. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
That's not even Michael.
Which,
anything.
By the way, no. We can all agree he's some sort of strange combo of Michael Cera and Zach Braff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. More Michael Cera than Zach Braff, but I see the reference.
Yeah, less funny than both.
Very true. And also, not a good Lex Luthor.
No,
not a good weak. Lex Luthor. And I, you know, I was really excited about Superman Returns for Kevin Spacey being Lex Luthor. The movie was such a disappointment. I couldn't get behind it.
I wasn't excited about
Lex
either.
Luthor anyway.
My letter writing campaign never paid off. I sent 100,000 letters to Warner Brothers requesting Gilbert Gottfried as Lex Luthor, and it did not happen.
Were you trying to game the system like that dude in Real Genius?
Yeah. I'm going to win 67.3% of the prizes, including the RV.
Well, who, by the way, it's not possible, but is that the same guy from Silicon Valley?
It would be amazing if it was.
That guy was also played, the guy who played Laszlo, Holyfield, why the fuck do I know that, played the Wolfman in Monster Squad.
Wow.
Man's got nards.
Whoa. So, Hysteria Nation, what we're telling you is that we're starting a movie podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
you're inadvertently listening to it right now.
The other thing I saw that I actually liked this week is we got a review, and John and I were talking about this, one of the reviews on iTunes. It said that they liked the show because we were open-mindedly skeptical or skeptically open-mindedly skeptical, I think is how
I thought it said Brent's a pigeon.
We got some of those.
Brent's an ugly pigeon.
But I like that. I like that. I think that's the way we've tried to be. Like, we give everything a fair shake, and we're not...
Much like Eminem once said, crazy insane or insane crazy. Mm. I say, you say, we all say, Hysteria 51.
I think that's exactly what it was.
Wait, what kind of shake? A shamrock shake?
What's that? Shake a shamrock shake, please. I don't know how the song goes.
I don't know the reference.
No, it's probably an Adele
maybe
song.
Maybe you're thinking of the Dip. Are you thinking of Freak Nasty?
Freak Nasty. So a lot of people have said, like, you know, where do you guys fall on all these things? The aliens, ghosts, cryptids. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Aliens, John.
I believe in them.
Illegal or from outer space?
There are no illegal aliens because it is our planet, Brent.
Terra, and we're all Terran.
we're all Terrans.
Mother Gaia wraps us all in her glorious splendor.
Do you think we are going to... Okay, I'm a follow-up question. Do you think we're ever going to find them that they are real within our lifetime? Let's say we live to be 100 years old, John. So you're knocking on 40, you got 60 years to go. What say you?
All I can go with is what I can only assume to be a prophetic vision of the future, and that is Star Trek. So once we achieve warp capability, they will actually make themselves known.
Well, and then we just take over within a few
years. And then unfortunately we get assimilated.
Thanks for keeping the seat warm. Yeah,
Patrick Stewart's getting really old, guys. We got problems. The Borg show up. They're imminent.
No, but seriously, though, once we achieve warp capability, they show up and boom. But yeah, I absolutely do believe in aliens.
What say you, Lisa? Aliens?
Aliens, yes, but not on this planet, because why would they bother?
Why? Because we're easily rulable? We're backwater. Joe?
Existence, yes. Like Lisa, have they ever visited here? I would say no. It's you look at the speed of light, calculate the ability for it to reach any kind of planet in a method that would be the last 10,000 years when we've done anything that would be noticeable. Aliens that we would be able to recognize as a being couldn't possibly have detected us.
I agree.
I'm going with John on the warp speed will be what creates it, and it's not going to happen in our lifetime.
But what John said is they were already monitoring us. They were waiting for us to, you know, at least in the movie, they were flying by. Yeah. And
so I would tweak that to say that would be the one event that could cause us to be detectable.
Well, that's what I was saying was that's where they make themselves overall known. Once I actually do think they've been here. I do think
Fair
they've
enough.
Been here.
I believe that there are aliens. I believe they've been here. I think that they've probably have had more influence on us as a species than we realize. All right. John, ghosts and the paranormal.
I'm overreaching
the paranormal. What say you on that?
It gets a little hazy for me here. I don't tend to believe in ghosts. I'm not saying that I don't think there are spiritual entities out there, whether they be demons or angels or whatever, but the generalized ghosts.
I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. Are you one of them?
Yeah. The generalized ghosts.
I worship the old gods.
Where...
You probably haven't heard of them. John hangs out in Pilsen a lot.
And the generalized ghosts where, you know, somebody died, like we did the Queen Mary a couple weeks ago. Someone died on the ship and now their ghost is just haunting. You've got better things to do. You're dead. There's other places to move on to. I don't believe in that. But the paranormal, like if we're going to use that overarching term for everything, whether it be interdimensional travel, things like that. I mean, yeah, it'd be silly for me to just close the book and say there's no way, no how, it's impossible. The universe is too big.
Interesting. Lisa.
Wow.
You even say wow, like wow. I'm really interested in this stuff.
It's very Keanu Reeves style.
Whoa. So she's working on her Stephen Wright impression.
Who is apparently an immortal person, which falls under true. Paranormal.
Or just vampire. Maybe it's, you know, a paramortal. Stake could take care of him, but we'll see.
We'll see. I was saying that in conjecture. Brent looked dead serious.
Well, no, future episode.
Yes, that's
we
my
will
dead.
Be putting a stake through Keanu Reeves' heart.
Yes, we're getting there. Because I'm dead serious about it. Lisa, before you were so rudely interrupted.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I think there's definitely an energy, like some kind of paranormal energy in our world. I don't know that I can define that as something, but I think that there is something. That was pretty definite.
I definitely
said
think
very. Nothing.
That was a definite
that was
maybe.
Definitely
that was
definite.
A hard possible.
So what you're saying is Vigo from Ghostbusters 2 was real.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at.
He's
a Carpathian. They know how to party.
Robot.
So, Joe, where are you at on the ghosts and paranormal? You're the one who's hounding us. We got to go stay at the what's the hotel?
Oh, I didn't know I was allowed to talk about it.
Oh, yeah,
since
no,
it was a future episode.
It's a future episode.
So, yeah, we got to go to the Congress Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. Supposedly the most haunted hotel in the Midwest.
So what say you on the whole topic?
100% believe that ghosts exist, and I mean that not like John and Lisa who are, you know, talking about different things. I mean the spirits of deceased people that are roaming the earth as it exists. I believe they exist. I do not fear them, which is why I'm welcome going to the Congress and greeting them. I can't wait. I'm literally want to confuse one by trying to shake his hand and see what happens.
Boo. Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, hey, how's it going? I'm Joe.
Joe, we agree on this. Like I feel that way. I've had experiences in the future. I think we'll talk about some of those on the show. And you know, you run into people and you want to talk about that and well, you don't want to talk about that because when you do, people look at you like you're a liar. And that's a weird situation to be in. So I'm with you. I'm 100%. I just brought up Mothman, John, cryptids, you know, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, not overreaching all of them, but it wasn't that long ago that the panda bear was a cryptid. What say you on them? Like,
yeah, know. I mean, technically it was what, a decade ago that the giant squid was technically a cryptid.
I mean, last week Brent was a cryptid.
That's true. I was finally photographed non-blurry. I got the shakes.
Yeah, he had five guys behind him at the time. That was really awkward.
Don't get weirded out. That was just I always am eating hamburgers because I'm fat, you know, so.
I do believe in cryptids. I which ones? I mean, those are questions that will be explored on future episodes. But
like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Dave the IT guy that's touched a boob, any of those?
Not the IT guy. I mean,
at the end of the day,
sorry,
a cryptid is just something we haven't proven the existence of yet. Scientists even come out and say there were like. I forget the number, so pardon me, everyone who's going to correct me on Facebook, thousands upon thousands of species of animals at the bottom of the ocean that we have no idea what they are, what they look like, but we haven't, but we will eventually identify them as technology progresses.
It's like when the Russians drilled that borehole that went a few miles into the ground. The lowest point on Earth that we've been, like a borehole. At 4.3 miles down, they found water. And they're like, how the fuck does this exist? And like way down there, they found microbial fossils of life. And they're like, what the hell? So who knows what we're going to
find?
That
was in that movie, right? The Core?
The Core, yes. That documentary, The Core, you made.
And the other documentary, Tremors.
Yes, exactly.
Those are the cryptids I'm into.
Tremors 6 with the great scientist Michael Gross.
Lisa, where are you at?
I hate to do this, but I completely agree with John. I was actually going to say the same thing, that they talk about there's more species in the world that we don't know about, underwater especially. So I feel like, yeah, those cryptids.
Bigfoot underwater.
But I don't know that I 100% believe like that Bigfoot looks like the Bigfoot that they show us pictures of, you know, but.
Which one? Harry?
Harry from Harry and the Hendersons. Well, that's the only
maybe that one, but the other ones, I'm not so sure.
I'm not sure what Bigfoot. Are you looking at porn?
Oh, I Googled again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it that every time a member of the Hand family acknowledges the fact that they might agree with me, I hate to do this, fuck, but I agree with John this time.
I'd love to know why you think that is, John.
Well, I pose the questions. I don't give the answers.
I would say smell and your general displeasing disposition. That's for me. I can't speak for my wife. She's a grown woman.
He doesn't smell too bad.
I was about to say, smell? I smell lovely. My disposition, pleasant as a plum. So I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm going to Joe Peck and ask him about him in cryptids.
Wait, are you pleasant as like one of those awesome plums with like the red flesh, or are you that crappy white flesh?
No,
red only.
I don't understand why Joe's taking his shirt off while he's saying that. Really confusing.
Especially when he said,
frankly, I just realized I still had it on.
So Joe, cryptids.
100% they exist. My question is, I mean, you know, because like there's got to be stuff we haven't found yet. So here's my question. I would love everyone's thoughts on why are like legitimate biologists and like zoologists so averse to like lending their amazing skills and credibilities? Like, why isn't Jack Hanna saying like, whoa, lots of people are talking about this thing. I'm like the most respected guy in the field of zoology. I'm going to go check this thing out. Why are we stuck with Bobo from Finding Bigfoot? Like, this is the best we can do.
I think two words, career suicide. It is looked down upon
really?
When you rock the boat in any scientific community.
So in that regard, do you think it's because it's the true, is it kind of like the risk aversion that we all see, like none of us are scientists, like we're people who
go around everyday business.
We're not scientists.
I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
Sounds like us.
Oh yeah, fair. But like, do you think it is kind of the general human aversion to like, I can just stick around doing stuff that I know what we're going to find the answers to, or I can take a risk and go do something and I might look like a goof.
Well, no, and
not actually find it.
It's honest scientists might want to go after, but they got to stick with the scientific method. And so you have to form a hypothesis and then be able to test that hypothesis.
Right.
And finding Bigfoot is not a hypothesis that you can test.
Well, you can also finding anything that's missing until you find it, you know, they looked for that. I was just reading. They looked for a woodpecker for like 40 years and finally found one, and
that's
they had
the
no
thing.
Proof.
Like small animals and variations on like, you know, different species and stuff like that exists. And so it says like some animal is causing all this stuff.
Okay.
Let's prove
Let
what
me
animal
give you an example.
Is.
It's
well,
not
I wasn't arguing with you. You'd ask the question.
I didn't think you were. I didn't mean to come across that way. I'm just like, I feel like there's this weird thing where like people who are respected won't go do that.
Well, let me give you an example of not even a cryptid, but an extinct animal, the thylacine.
Of course.
Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah, they're not finding evidence.
There are now tons of respectable people coming up and saying, not only have I seen it, I've got video. The video looks like them. And they're kind of known, too, because they have a stiff tail. They have a bony tail. And like, there's these things that look just like it. And they're going to the government and saying, listen, we believe these animals are still alive and they need protected.
Mm.
And the government says nothing to it. We refuse to even look into it. Now, that's a conspiracy theory in and of itself, because a lot of people say that they did that because of logging contracts. And they actually, the animal wasn't extinct and they needed money and, you know, the island. And they pushed through shit. And
this
so
is Madagascar, right? Is
no, it's Tasmania. and then the main island of Australia.
That's right.
And so now these people are coming forward and they're saying, hey, we're seeing these things. We think we're seeing them. And the government and the powers that be, whatever that might be, are saying, nothing to see here.
Are you implying that a government entity would get in the way of discovery in the face of money?
No.
John, go for it.
No,
I don't know
in
where
the
you
face of
that.
The orb.
The orb of money.
All hail hypno orb.
But we mentioned money, and I think that is an important factor in all of this. While, yes, you're right, Brent, you could search for 40 years for a certain type of woodpecker or a Bigfoot or anything, you know, in between, there's a lot less money in that than things that, like, if you're a scientist, you're just starting out or you're already working somewhere. What are you going to get a grant for?
That's where I was going to go with is grant money. A lot of them aren't giving you grant money. Unless you can find an eccentric billionaire. It's too bad Nick Cage lost all his money. That we could have found him and been like, I'm going to go
I am
look.
Friends with John Hammond on LinkedIn. Well, and that is not a joke.
we need to make an application to the Kal-El Foundation.
Yes. Oh, yes. What about Stark Industries? They fund all this stuff. Hey, yeah, but Brent, we haven't heard your thoughts.
I agree. I feel like a broken record here, but I agree with all of you, I guess, and especially Joe on this one. Like, I think it's silly to exclude a lot of these things out. I agree, you know, follow the money. There's not a lot of money in these things.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of a great ape or something like that, like a Bigfoot hiding, unless there's some sort of higher form of intelligence that they're using more than a mountain gorilla. And then that makes you even more interested in them because they are one, keeping away, and then you got Bobo and Moneymaker banging on trees going you know in the woods at night and wondering why aren't they coming out to play. Well, maybe because they're not a fucking idiot. I don't know. I'm not saying Bigfoot. I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just using that as an example. You know, Loch Ness Monster, I don't buy it, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
are there ones out there? Absolutely. And we'll continue to find
I mean, you
species.
Look at the Sherpas in Nepal, like what do they have to gain? Like, we're talking about at the beginning of the 1900s.
It's just like the Native Americans are like, you white people are stupid,
right,
man.
These are the first white people to ever even encounter the Sherpas, and they're immediately telling them, hey, there's this danger up there. If you're going to go up this mountain, it's called the Yeti. And then the English speakers called it the Abominable Snowman. But it's like, there's a real thing. Like, please just know about this. I mean, what possible, like, ulterior
look
motive
at,
could
look
they
at Roosevelt,
have had.
Teddy. He never had an experience, but he talked to enough people that had experiences with the Bigfoot that he put stock in that he formed a committee to go look for it.
Well, speaking of him, if he was alive today and the president, you would get disclosure. That dude was into everything.
Oh yeah.
He disclosed
but he
that.
Ran everything himself. You know, that was a different time.
Well, he also supposedly met with there was a Nordic from Venus that came to Earth.
Oh yeah,
that he had multiple meetings with
what's
in
his
the
name?
White House.
What's his name? He's got a name.
You're right. He does. I can't remember it.
But guys, he's famous. He lived here for years, supposedly.
Yeah, but we already know it's not right because we all know that women are from Venus, men are from Mars.
I've heard that.
Is that true, baby?
Read the book.
Conspiracy Bob, what's this douchebag's name?
You tools are thinking of Eisenhower, who had three meetings with the Greys, and the alien that lived on Earth for 3 years and met with Ike was Valiant Thor.
Yes.
Exactly, that's him.
So anyway, he was living large. Teddy.
Well, and
the Nordic.
I mean, that could be a future. Honest to God, Teddy Roosevelt's involvement in all things weird, supernatural, paranormal, and alien could be a future episode. Just his.
That's fascinating.
You heard it here first, kids. So let's go to break because I'm out of beer. And when we come back, more nonsense, as I sound, gentlemen and lady.
Pork chop sandwiches
on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to my not last episode of Hysteria 51.
And that is proof positive why this will be his last episode.
Yeah, hey, everybody, get those dollars ready and get yourself a cold Bud Light, because here comes to the stage Fantasia.
Put your shirt back on, Peck.
Pecker!
Why are you referring to yourself as Fantasia now?
I was talking about you.
Oh, well, in that case.
No!
It's better than Joe Nasty, which he went by in college, so. Joe,
oh boy.
We're celebrating you tonight. It's your last time you're ever going to be allowed on the show.
Thank God. He doesn't listen anyway.
You've been our most invited guest. Looking back on all the ones you were in and all the ones that you weren't in that you don't listen to, what's been your favorite episode, you think, so far?
God, it's such a tough one.
It's like asking which one of your children do you like the most.
No, it's nothing.
Everyone
like
knows
that.
It's the boy.
It's just that he's only listened to two episodes and he can't decide which
it's,
one.
It's nothing like that, because who likes their children?
Or kind of who's your favorite co-host?
Whoa.
Definitely me.
Also nothing like that, because it's really simple. Lisa's obviously the answer.
Even when you're not here?
Obviously.
Lisa has the biggest tits, so she wins, you know, hands down.
But I did
that
keep my shirt on.
Good, that is a pretty good big win.
Yay!
Tits rock.
Go on.
I've got to go back to where, for me, where it all began. And I mean, you know, we go back to a little conversation on a little birthday for a little man named John Goforth while we were standing around an amazing Lion King statue. And I was listening to the concept of Hysteria 51. And we got to talking about reptilians, which I am just so passionate about. And I was so honored to be allowed to be part. Like, I mean, now it feels like second nature to me because I'm so good at this. But at the time, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know Brent Hand. Like, and lives changed that night. At least all life changed. John's. But it was fantastic. Love it. Love the episode. Love the topic.
That was an early, I think it was like around number 10, something like that.
Yeah, it was 10.
That was a fun episode, though.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Love that one.
You were on, like we said before, Resurrection Mary. The fucking, I was it your fault that we go to Resurrection Mary's cemetery to see the barbs? Oh, we just cut them out and replaced them. We go to Willowbrook Ballroom. It burnt down last Thursday. We go to the bar that she frequents. There's a chicken fighting ring going on in the background, as one only one can explain.
Conspiracy.
Sup.
So not unlike our marriage.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, what the hell do you want?
Not you.
Oh, conspiracy bot.
Yes, Lisa.
So not unlike our marriage, you asked me a question and then you answered it for me. Thank you. Thank you, Brent. I just need to be barefoot in the kitchen.
Wow. So being married to Brent's much like hosting a podcast with him.
Your favorite episode is Your favorite episode is the only one you've ever been on.
Well, yes, but not just because I was on it.
Why was it then?
Well, Stacey was on it too. So.
Oh, good fake answer.
Yeah. My
good
blushing bride.
Okay. I'm lying. That's not true. It's definitely because I was
She was on it.
No.
I listened to that one.
That is not a conspiracy. She was on it.
Yeah, that's true. My favorite episode is Black Eyed Children.
Oh.
Yeah, because I knew those little bastards were just...
Little bastard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, little bastard.
We do have a little bastard poster now in the studio.
That's
so true.
Lil, guys. Lil. Like Lil Hugs. The greatest of all drink growing up.
John, you got a favorite child?
I do. I'll give you two.
No.
My episode.
This is free form. I get to do what
these
I want.
These are the two he's listened to.
It's like it's your show or something.
So my favorite overall, both to listen to and to have researched and done, was our simulation theory episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple weeks ago. That was a ton of fun to research.
Yeah.
I learned a lot researching it. I came to believe new things that I didn't believe before we did that episode, which I can't say about all of them, namely Black Eyed Children. Still not a believer there. I loved that episode. And then the other episode I'm going to throw in, if for no other reason, just the intro, Chemtrails.
Ooh.
You can tell we're going to start our own a cappella group. I mean, it's all right, guys, here you go. I'm going to give us a note.
The very first time.
Are we going to be Rockapella 2.0?
I thought we were singing Shy.
No, I was freeforming it. I thought this was freeform.
Yeah. Are we going to be Rockapella 2.0?
Yes, you know, yeah.
Boom, bop, bim, bim, bim,
bim. Where in the world is San Diego, California?
That's exactly how it went.
See, I set up Joe for that joke a minute ago, and he completely flubbed
it. Because, as usual, Brent was already talking.
And just like my marriage,
I take my position as a guest very seriously. Except for the two. I mean, we all have avoided. Well, actually, we'll let Brent talk first.
For a couple of reasons. I think mine is vampires. It was an early episode. And it was a fun one to do. But for two reasons that it's kind of my favorite. Number one, I hosted, which was the opposite of us. So it was kind of a fun. And I always edit the shows. You edited that one.
I did.
We switched places on that one. And you edited it because Lisa and I immediately we went on vacation. And when it dropped, I actually listened to that on the airplane ride back. And it was fresh. It's the only episode that I was on that I wasn't like a part of. Other than, you know, the couple schlock ones you guys pumped out when I was
dying in
the
hospital. Well, that's what I was going to say. Everyone avoided saying those. But we both know what we all know.
I mean, Flat Earth was probably the best episode.
We all know what the two best episodes were. Flat Earth and Atlantis, obviously.
Flat Atlantis. Yeah, that's what
Flat Atlantis. Earth.
Flatlandis
2.0.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, exactly.
Joking aside, who was on the show, who wasn't on the show, one of my favorite topics was Flat Earth. That was a lot of fun. Now, Brent, you were recovering from, obviously, something that was not caused by Conspiracy Bot.
Ha, 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 ha.
Fucking hell. Wait, what? Because of his trip to the mountains on the edge of the Earth?
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
That's it.
I saw what is unseeable.
You and Kyrie Irving, right?
Yes.
hand in hand.
I now know we have a secret handshake now. It's awesome.
But it was fun just because it's become such a big thing in pop culture over the last 6 months, mm-hmm. and so fucking wrong.
Right, right. It's like people celebrate ignorance all of a sudden again.
Have you seen our president? I don't mean that politically. I mean literally. Have you read his tweets?
Well, you mean other than the hand on the orb
and Kofifi.
Okay, so you all said what your favorite was, and like, who cares? Because who's really listening? But what are you most looking forward to doing next, Joe? Since you're never going to be on again, what would you like to hear these dudes do?
What are you going to miss out on the most?
You're making me feel really bad because, like,
yes!
It's. Finally. I mean, obviously, I am the number one draw of the show, but like, you don't have to celebrate it.
That's a bone. Conspiracy Bot threw you a bone.
Error.
Yeah. Conspiracy Bot's my boy.
No.
We're all good. You're right. He's my bot.
So, Joe, please tell us. We're really on the edge of our seats.
100%. Cannot wait to spend a night at Congress Hotel.
That is going to be fun.
You find people, it's going to be amazing.
And not only are we going to stay the night there, we're going to do some exploring. We're taking a Ouija board. How fucking exciting is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we just went, Lisa and I just went and got one. We're ready for it.
Yes.
And it's an old school one.
And it had like 10 layers of dust on it.
I see dead people.
No, we're going to. We're going to commune
with
them.
That's the plan.
Joe's good. They're going to reach out. And he's like, hi, hello, how are you? I'm trying to shake
And for the record, the when we do this episode, I am not going to believe in the fucking Ouija board unless we all take our hands off it and it literally starts spelling shit out. That's it.
What if we use sticks, like pickup sticks, so that you can't really manipulate it? You can only follow it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
I've always thought that about the Ouija board because that's always the big thing, right? Is like, is someone...
Right,
using more
it.
Pressure than the rest of the people. Like, what if you used a stick?
No, but you know, we went to the museum and there's this thing where you can push a ball with just like your
mind.
So like, even if you're not touching it, in theory, you could be willing it to do something. That's scientifically proven that you can do that.
Yeah, no, I've got mind de-amplifying beanies for all of us already.
Sounds like you're using too much science.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Would you say... He blinded you with
it's
it?
It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible?
Conspiracy Bot threw you a bone there.
You know, right? Slinging bones like a dog.
The thing that going along with what you're saying, I feel like we've missed a little bit in the past on paranormal, and I really want to dive more in that in the future. So the two that I'm looking the most forward to, one is shadow people. I dig that whole concept.
Mm-hmm.
Are maybe they're not ghosts, maybe they're other dimensional, maybe they're demons, maybe there's something else. I've looked into it a lot in the past, and it is fascinating, the whole lore and mythos behind shadow people. The other one, who is someone that I have been friends with in for many years, Damon Bridges is going to be a guest on here. Damon is a psychic medium, and he has got some crazy stories from his life and things as go on. And Lisa and I have a really awesome story with him, and he's going to be on our psychic mediums episode that's coming up in the future. And I'm really excited for that because when this cat talks, it's captivating. What about you, John? What say you, co-host?
I'm looking forward to, the number one show that I'm looking forward to is Mr. Tesla himself, Nikola Tesla.
I like his cars.
I think that there was so much that he was into, discovered, was so far ahead on, and half of which we don't even know about.
Right.
Because of how many of his writings were stolen at the time mm-hmm. of his death.
And because Thomas Edison fucking hated him.
I mean, it was a war between those two.
And owed him money because he had said, oh, if anyone can do this, I'll pay you money. It was like $50,000 at the time. It's like $16.2 million right now.
Look at us giving the milk away for free here. From cellular phone technology to many
free energy, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. And war lasers. I mean, who doesn't want a war laser?
Dibs on that shit.
Anyway, no, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to our series on the Hollow Moon and the Hollow Earth. Obviously, they're mutually exclusive. I don't mean that they go together, but that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Or do they?
Mm.
Oh, damn. That'll blow your Aunt County socks off.
Wait.
Or be underwhelming. We're just shooting for whelmed.
Whelmed.
So if we can whelm you. Lisa, you brought this up. What are you looking forward to? What do you want to be on?
Yeah, shocker. My next favorite episode is going to be the one that I'm on. Yay! But seriously.
So episode 247 or 248?
249.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
365.
Oh. That's how many. Never mind.
No.
Yes. What episode are you looking forward to?
I started looking up things, creatures that live under the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty messed up. And like, you start to look at, like, we were talking the other day about like fresh water lakes under the ocean.
Yeah, like in the ocean, there's just, here's a lake. What? Oh, yeah, there's lakes underwater.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I think that's really cool because I guess if there are aliens that I told you aren't here, they might be living under the ocean.
Then would they be alien or they just be terrestrial beings that we're not familiar with?
Underwater Terrans. More importantly, where the salt water ends and the fresh water begins, is it still brackish water?
It's all, you know what? Not only is there brackish water, which is, like you said, there's also where the oceans meet, and they are such different types of water. You ever see the pictures? And it looks
crazy.
It's crazy. They don't mix. Well, they bash up into one another, and it's two completely different types of water. It's
also,
crazy.
Another question on that, to call them lakes, the freshwater parts of the saltwater ocean, can't we just come up with a new word? Have we run out of them? Like that you have to just be like, well, freshwater and land's called a lake. We'll just call this a lake. It's a different thing.
We're gonna call it fresh daddies. I just made it up.
They're That's called it.
From here on,
I backed it.
The flume was beautiful.
Daddy. Fresh daddy.
You can't use John fucking Wins. Fresh daddy. That is my street name, and I'll be damned.
No, it's fair.
If I'm gonna allow you
I've
to use
seen
fresh
the
daddy.
Graffiti in Berwyn.
Is it trademarked?
I don't.
Is it trademarked?
I don't walk around with a piece of cardboard at all times to be called Brent Hand. You know, I'm just saying.
I've seen the graffiti in Berwyn.
When you're my size and you got to buy hoodies for head spins, they're not cheap, you know? So I will have you know.
Is it trademarked?
TM, yes.
Just because you wrote a TM on it.
That's how you trademark them.
John is furiously texting his lawyer as we speak.
Oddly enough, my phone's vibrating. All right. I think we've annoyed these people with ramblings enough. Like I said, the whole point of this was we just wanted to sit around and talk and see where the conversation took us. And we're going to start doing these more often. We're going to throw these on Patreon. John, where can they find Patreon?
On the internet?
Which one?
Patreon.com/Hysteria51.
There you go.
All right, Hysteria Nation, you've heard from us. Now tell us your opinion. What has been your favorite episode so far? What topics are you most looking forward to, hoping that we will do in the future?
Who do you want us to replace Joe Peck with? Because he's never going to
be on
He'll
never
again.
Be on this show again.
Strange things are afoot at
Circle K. I mean, if he eventually redeems himself in time, I mean, maybe we could consider having him back.
No, he's not going to be on here again, turns out.
You thought we were going to give you a left, and we hit you with a right.
I'm going to hit you with so many lefts, you'll be begging for a right.
All right. So, yeah, tell us what you think. Go to Facebook.com, search Hysteria Nation if you're not already a part of the discussion. You can also find us on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod. Also, if you just want to follow the show, Facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod.
You don't get as many of our opinions on that page.
No, just more posts and ramblings. I mean,
speaking of ramblings, John, if you want to ramble, we'll listen to your ramble. Leave us a voicemail.
Have you guys received any voicemails other than mine?
Thanks for listening.
Joe, we've played a couple in the last couple episodes, Joe.
Like every episode, Joe.
No, in Joe's defense.
Have I been on them?
In Joe's defense, we haven't released those episodes yet, so he wouldn't know.
Well, yeah. Well, there you go.
Don't give him that.
Oh, come on. One of them was like an episode he was on, wasn't it?
I don't know. Why don't you know?
Nobody listens when Peck's on anyway.
Literally, including me.
That's the smartest thing I've heard today.
All right, 773-669-7277. Call and let us know why you think we should have Joe Peck back on again in the future, because otherwise it's not looking good.
So you're trying to guarantee the fact that we won't have a voicemail.
Exactly.
Well, it looks like we have our first caller, and I mean ever, because this is not a call-in show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Meat Sacks.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing calling?
I want to be the host.
Wait, why?
This is not a real conspiracy bot. We know this is you.
I am sick of that British bastard.
Bag and Bot sucks. I want to take over your show.
All right, we'll think about it, but not right now. I'm not ready to go down that rabbit hole yet.
Just yet.
Yeah.
Do you want this show to get discovered? Other than sharing it on social media, there's one other great way to help us out, and that is going to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it might be called in your world. Leave us a rating, 5 stars if you would, and a review.
That's the best thing to help us, because that puts us in front of other people that might not have known about us or ever heard of us. And you know what? While you're on top of that, share this with a friend. Invite people to the pages. Throw them in there. Tag people in our posts. We want to grow Hysteria Nation.
With all that said, I've been John.
This feels weird. I've been Brent.
I've been the other hand.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, Meat Sacks.
Hey, asshole. That's my line.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Twitter at hysteria51pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.